It's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. I'd like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit Dimitri and Mitch's. CJS never really misses. Treaty 7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference. Between us and them, now you about to witness. But freedom is so now I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Carson. Sit around and grab a drink, we talking what you wanted. If most of you don't know me when it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You could say what you got when it's Tuesday, I'll be locked in.
Test, test,
test, test.
It's for you, Amy.
Hey, the other.
The good Amy. How you doing, man?
Oh, all day long I've been waiting for that.
It's a good
It's like when Tuesday Wednesdays come around.
Oh,
sweet nectar of the gut. Hey, cheers.
Oh, cheers, hey, buddy. Cheers, hey. You bet.
Hey,
hey, hey, cheers. Hey,
cheers.
Sportcho.
Who needs Robaxacet when you have whiskey?
You don't take Robaxacet with your whiskey?
This got awkward, awkward fast. Anyway,
right.
I'll tell you what I do take. Yeah, I take the sports show seriously. Episode 185, ladies and gentlemen, sports show at sports show YYC. That's Instagram. That's Twitter. You can look up Sports Show TV. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Don't forget to do that. That's a big deal. Amy, put like a YouTube clicker thing like, right now.
Like
ding, like ding. Right there. Yeah. Hey, everyone, subscribe to this.
Yeah,
that. Where is it? It's got it. Maybe she put it there. I don't care.
Who
regardless,
knows where it is?
Facebook, Podbean, iTunes, Spotify. Second Tuesday of every month, CJSW 90.9 FM. As well as you can go to CJSW.com. You can check out our podcast as well as others. But yeah, we're here. We're in it, and it's time for the opening drive.
I like how we do our own side effects.
And then Amy puts it over top. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. How was the week? So nothing really crazy happened this weekend. This weekend, we got some things coming up.
Yeah.
But sports-wise, nothing until the other day.
That's right. It was a
like
very...
I literally called you. I go, Dimitri, there's not a lot going on. This was Sunday. I mean, there's NFL, a little NBA. I'm like, nothing. And then Detroit Lakers happened.
Woo!
Wow. Hey. 20 years ago or so, it was the Malice in the Palace, right?
Mm-hmm,
it was the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons went at it.
That's right.
Smashed each other, got into the crowd, smashed some people there. Craziness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you got to love the Lakers for one reason. Because they bring it back. They said, hey, hold my beer. Watch this. So, I mean, it's a typical free throw play. Guy shooting the free throws, ball went in. LeBron and a guy named Isaiah Stewart kind of got a little, got a little intertwined. They got a little handsy with each other. And LeBron throws. Now, he's going to say he didn't mean to do it. But replay would show otherwise.
Yeah.
He looked like he got a little out of position. Like he was, it looked like Isaiah might have, somehow got a little leverage on him, let's say. And LeBron gives him the old, like the old hammer punch in the face.
He gave him the 1-2.
Cuts him over the face.
Yep.
Now LeBron's going, I'm the king. What's he going to do to me? Isaiah said, you might be the king, but I'm going to have a little chat with you. And everybody got involved. Everybody got between them.
It was amazing. Now let me say this. Jordan, when have you ever done that? He may be 6-for-6,
right,
but he is not the undisputed, undefeated heavyweight champion of the basketball world. This is the LeBron I want to see. This is the LeBron that sells tickets. Look, yeah. LeBron, honey, sugar, baby, come on. Just stand behind what you did. Mm-hmm. I get it. You get it. You know, LeBron, maybe a little more Greek than I thought. He's playing what we call the kakomiri.
That's right.
He's like, hey, come on, what am I supposed to do?
I didn't know. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, well,
kind of,
right? Look, he did it completely on purpose. He knew what he was doing.
No,
I don't think he meant to cut him wide open, but the best was the reaction, right? Not from LeBron, but the best is like, when he went, you see me like, kind of like, he's like, my, it like soaked in for a bit. And then he's like, it was like Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes, yes.
This is him. He's like this. He's like, And he just ran on the court grabbing anyone. Are you LeBron? Are you LeBron? Are you LeBron?
There's blood in his eye. Isaiah had blood in his eye. But here's the thing with it. As I was watching it, what greatest. Was LeBron doing? LeBron was throwing people in front of himself. And he was like, yeah, you want some of this? Grabs this guy. You want what? What? I couldn't hear you. Grabs another guy, puts him in front of him. Listen, he might technically be the king and the second greatest player to ever play the game. But I'll tell you what he's the best at, running away from guys. Man, so this is the best part. They finally get Isaiah kind of pushed off to the side a little bit. And they're like, okay, hey, over here. Come on, come on. And he did the old runaround. He goes, yeah, I'm good. And then did the circle and ran. And as he did the circle and came barreling down, he took out everybody, 3-4 guys. Hey, Buffalo Bills, I'm looking at you. I think I found your running back.
Hey, I didn't want to say it, but if it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Man, that was it. That was, but you know what? You know what's amazing, though? It just goes to show you, you know, us up here, we're Canadians. Hockey's our game. And this is why we tell you, let them fight.
Yeah.
Bring fighting. Fighting needs to be in the game. The fighting needs to be involved in other games because, right. You know, I don't care. Listen, all jokes aside, I don't care what anyone says. Oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Oh, it's not right. Oh, it's unethical. Oh, I'm glued to the TV.
That's true.
Oh, I'm glued to the highlights. And oh, I'm glued to the Monday morning water cooler talk that you guys and girls out there alike, fans alike, love to talk about. So don't give me this. We should ban boxing. Take fighting out of the game. This isn't right. You want me on that line. You need me on that line.
It's true. You know what? And if you think about it, who is the scariest basketball team of all time? It was the Detroit Pistons when Bill Laimbeer and Dennis Rodman were there, where between the two of them, they had 5 fouls each. That's 10 fouls. Oh, man,
those guys were crazy.
And they would make you feel every single one of them. Fast forward to the Philadelphia Flyers of the 70s.
Nobody wanted.
They won Stanley Cups because no one wanted to play against these guys. Fast forward to the Lakers. Since they acquired all these older guys, they're like, oh, crap, we can't actually. Maybe they're taking on that idea.
I like Anthony Davis. You know, we protect our own.
Listen, I love the Anthony Davis for 2 reasons. Number one, he's got the monobrow. Do you really want to fight a guy with a monobrow?
You don't want to fight him.
Because you're saying to yourself, if he doesn't have time to pluck,
you
that
literally
means he's crazy.
But that's the thing. He's got the ultimate defense because you literally can't hit him between the eyes.
It's a good point. Where does his eye start?
Get him right. Get him right between the eyes. Where?
Exactly. But you know what? I go back to it. Here's another thing. But you're absolutely right. And using hockey, the reason fighting was a big deal in hockey for all those years, the Semenkos, you know, protecting the Gretzky, was because you got to protect. Look what happened a couple of weeks ago.
Helps regulate the game. You can't get away with these chippy penalties because, you know, crap, if I go, that guy's barreling down on
exactly. What happened a couple of weeks ago? Mr. Marcus Morris comes over and body checks the MVP, the reigning MVP, Jokic, as though it was no big deal. And then you body check the 7-footer thinking, he's not going to do anything about it. Next thing you know, destroy from behind. Same guy. He's a serial guy, this guy.
Last year,
he went after the Luka. I don't think he likes the Serbs this time. I don't want to say him, just allegedly.
Hey,
but
I don't want to make labels.
I've watched enough Criminal Minds to know. This guy's got an MO.
Pattern behavior.
That's right.
He, you know what? We'll leave it at this. It just seems that thus far it's trending that he likes to create altercations with Slavic people. I said it, but that's it. That's as far as I go.
Tell us we're wrong. 2 altercations. The last 2 were with those kind of, you know, people of the Slavic descent.
Yeah, that's right.
Something happened.
You think my father-in-law's happy?
Oh, he's not happy.
You think my wife's happy? She's just getting into sports. She's got to watch this going on over here.
They're taking down your people.
They're taking down my people.
Now, real
good
quick.
Good people.
Can I ask you a question, though? Go back to Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah.
The way he did barrel down, like, it was kind of funny, but not really funny because he was like knocking down old trainers and this and that. He kind of, I joked about it a second ago. I said the Buffalo Bills need a running back. I'm serious about it. I think this guy might have an opportunity for dual sports opportunity. What are your thoughts?
So I seen some things I like in that little run around.
Okay. Right.
Look, you say running back, sure, but actually I like him at linebacker.
Sure, I can see what you're saying.
Right, so yeah. Because he's pushing guys over.
Yeah, he's moving
right?
Well.
He understands. You know what? There is, you know, we need a Bo Jackson, don't we?
We haven't had one in such a long time.
Are we like, what do we? Hey, or do we?
That's right.
Stay tuned.
That's right.
Roster.
Stick around. Find out. You know, this goes to last week. Didn't we say that curling needs fighters? We weren't joking.
Yeah.
This thing is taking a life of its own.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't want to mess with the T-bone.
No. T-bone's crazy. In fact, but quick thing. T-bone's on board.
Right.
But you're making your team a little unhappy with the Jokers.
Listen.
Can you just please show up to a game and not, like, wreck our ratings?
It's not about...
We're on fire.
I know. Yeah, like I said, I was a game-time decision. I opted out like anyone else. Look, how can I compete at that level?
Yeah.
Day in, day out, and not take a Kawhi day?
I'm with you.
I
need you fresh for the pod, but...
Hey, you know, Jokers, relax. When we have the championship, it'll all make sense. Until then, take it easy.
I just don't want
let the plan if come.
I'm going to check.
But I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Just saying.
I know what you're doing.
Oh, you think this is because of the...
You're deflecting because have you gone out yet?
All right, where am I going to go?
That's I'm what busy. I thought.
Look at you
That's
see what how much I work I had on the
That's
desk.
What I thought.
It's crazy. From there, we go to the NHL. It's time for Dump and Chase. We're going to start. It's the sports show. Top five. Teams in the NHL. You ready?
I'm top ready.
Five. I'm still trying to find a name. The power ranking, everyone
keep
has it.
Keep it at power rankings.
You think just power rankings?
Keep it until it's got to be organic.
It's
got to come to us.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
Got, you know, it can't, we can't
Let
force
me try
it.
That again. It's sure. The sports show, top five power ranking.
Beautiful.
Nicely. Thank you. So we always talk about it. It's the Creepers. Who's creeping this week? It's the Ducks, the Lightning, and the Caps.
Mm-hmm.
Those Lightning. Mm-hmm. They're coming around.
Reminds me a little bit of last year.
What happened? Kucherov couldn't make it? You. Yeah. The loophole. Yeah. The loophole.
The Tampa Bay loopholes.
Write that down. No. Write that down. Yeah. At number five,
no,
they're back
sorry.
On the list.
I'm calling this episode Bloodsport.
Bloodsport. I like it. Yeah, absolutely.
It's either that or Jean-Claude LeBron Dam.
Oh, yeah. Write that all down.
Write that
yeah,
down.
That's okay. A long one. At number five, they're back on the list. Last week, they were creeping in. They got in. It's the Edmonton Oilers at number five. Do you like my five?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll have to see. Yeah, I think I do. I think I know where you're going with it.
Real quick, you said you don't like the number 19 for a goalie.
Don't I hate it.
I think it's a little weird.
It's too weird.
Like, I'm okay with the NFL having changed their numbers. Like, linebackers can wear the lower numbers.
But you see what I mean.
But the 19's weird.
It's like you stole 19 from someone. Just give it back.
But what did you think? Well, you know, if we're going to say 19 on Edmonton, then 25 on Calgary.
Makes sense.
You like the 25.
Yeah, but that was old school. 25, 29, 30, 31.
I know, that's the first time I've ever seen the 25.
I've seen the 25.
You've seen the 25?
Yeah,
before.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to Google that later. Yeah. At number four, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yep, makes sense. Okay. I'm liking your list so far.
At number three, why not make it a trifecta of Canadian teams?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, but you know what? Fire. No
Fire.
No pun intended. And wow, oh wow, oh wow. Shutout City over there.
Yeah. Do we have the two best goalies in the world?
The 1-2? What do we got?
This
is like our Foles Wentz.
It's like whoever lets the first goal in gets slaughtered or something.
You're out. Okay. It's a high pedigree. High threshold to win.
At number two, it's the Florida Panthers. Yep. And that means at number one for the second straight week, it's the Jerks. Carolina, once again.
South Carolina, Georgia's.
I like it. So it's the sports show top or the bottom five cellar dwellers. How's that?
Oh.
That's okay.
Oh.
I got to make it.
Yeah, I like it. The cellar dwellers.
The bottom five cellar dwellers.
Okay.
All right. From there, again, there's creepers on that side. It's the Kraken. I kind of feel bad. They want to be on the list because they want to be accepted by somebody. But they're not there yet. Good for them.
So I think I might change my tune. So the other day I'm watching TV and Clash of the Titans is on.
Okay.
I'm always hoping that it's the old school version.
Sure.
Like the one made in the 60s.
Oh,
fantastic.
Right. Yeah,
but it wasn't. It was the new version. Just as good. Speaking of which, what a star-studded cast. Like, there's just a lot of people that are there. Anyways, I digress. Point is I saw the Kraken in action again.
Okay.
I might rethink it. I can look. I still am very adamant that this is a warmer water creature.
Right.
Keep in mind, this was in Greece.
That's true.
Okay, so we know the temperature. I'm starting. They may have sold it to me a little bit in the colder water of
the people of Seattle are excited, knowing that you might be on.
I didn't fully commit.
True.
I'm just saying.
Hey, we'll take it.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
But you know what? Think about this. What about the Medusas?
Yeah.
I'm watching the show, like Medusa. That's how he, you know, the Kraken, that's how he turned the Kraken to stone. He had to get the head from Medusa.
Right.
What about that for a team name?
That's a good name.
The Minnesota Medusas?
Oh, way better than the Wild.
Way better than the Wild.
Yeah, I like that.
That defense will turn you to stone.
What? At number five, hey, Canada, you guys are on this list like crazy. It's the Vancouver Canucks. I don't know what's wrong with this team.
They're just not, they just overachieved last year. They're just not as good as everyone thinks.
Yeah, it's true. And it's not Thatcher Demko. I've said it once. I'll say it again. It is not Thatcher.
A guy whose name could be switched around and still make sense that that was his first name, last name.
Good point.
He could very well be a Demko Thatcher.
Easily. It could be, and we don't even know it. And it wouldn't be surprising if it was that way. At number four, it's the Kraken. It's the Kraken. They actually did make it at number four. I looked at the list after. I'm sorry, guys. They actually had. I had to push them to number four.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
At number three, it's the Montreal Canadiens. This team just, you know, garbage. It is what it is. It's nothing garbage. Without Carey, you guys are kind of showing the world what you are. Okay? And we're going to talk about that in a quick second. At number two, it's the Islanders. I almost put you at number one, Islanders. You know
what? You have them that far down. Well, actually,
you know what? They're last in their division and in the Metropolitan. And the reality is, this is a good team. They got a brand new building.
Yeah.
You got the landlord is not liking this. They thought they had winners in there.
Jim Spanos would not let this fly.
It's very true. Never. Granted, the team wouldn't have been around anymore, but the point is he wouldn't have let it happen.
So who do you got at number one? The Blackhawks or the Coyotes?
No. I moved the Coyotes completely out because they're on a 3-game winning streak. It's the Ottawa Senators.
Ah.
And by the way, the Blackhawks, they have 6 wins now. They're kind of in they're not the middle of the pack, but they got... Right now, thanks for actually great segue. This is the problem with the NHL. I was looking at some news. I wanted to say, hey, what are we going to talk about during Dump and Chase?
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot. So then it dawned on me. It went bing. And I said, hey, the Olympics 2022, it's literally around the corner. The selection is around the corner. So when Team Canada said, hey, we're going to put a team together, the NHL said, hey, it's okay. Take our players. It's good. We'll figure it out. Everybody, we need this. The Olympics needs this. Let's do this. Team Canada came out right away. They were the first ones, and then everyone followed suit. They said, these are the three guys that are going to be on Team Canada, no matter what. Connor McDavid, obviously. Sidney Crosby, obviously. And Pietrangelo, obviously. But here's the thing. Me and Dimitri are like, well, who's the rest of the team's going to be? So we sat down and said, hey, let's put a little list together. Three forwards, one defenseman, and a goalie. And when you look at the guys that are available, look, we come from the best of the best. We got a lot available. But what kind of team do you want to develop? Dimitri, honors to you. Who do you want to see on this team first?
You know what? It's really good. I'm going to pick one guy that I think should be an automatic. I'm actually surprised he wasn't one of the first automatics.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the what I like to call Sidney Crosby 2.0.
Oh.
The McKinnon.
I have him on my list as well.
You do?
I do. But I got an alternate. So go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to keep going?
Do you want me to go? I don't care. What do you want to do? Alternate.
Okay, I want it. Okay, I'll do it. I'm on the train because I got my next one is kind of a. You'll understand.
Oh, I like
you'll what understand you're doing what you're doing. You take the D and the goalie.
I'm so curious. I want to see. You know what? I want to see if we got a similar team. This was not projected, by the way. Let's see.
No.
So far, we're 1-for-1.
We're 1-for-1? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you something. When you're constructing a team, you don't look at the star power.
Right.
You don't look at only the scoring. You look at what is effective. You need a little thing that I like to call, well, a lot of people call it, but it's my show, so whatever.
Yeah.
I like to call...
You call it.
Chemistry.
Ooh.
So when you're talking chemistry. Or as the Greeks would say, chemistry.
Right.
The thing is this, you got to go with proven leaders, proven grinders, proven two-way players, and my next two picks are from the same team, the Boston Bruins.
Dude.
Bergeron and Marchand. You got to have them same line, 1-2 punch.
Who do I have at number two?
Brad Marchand.
And this is my third. I'll get to him. But Bergeron was going to be my pick because you took McKinnon. So far, we are literally 3-for-3.
Oh, you were going to do the switch up because
you took McKinnon. Okay. So, okay.
Look, the reason I say it is this. Bergeron, we know, is probably the best center still in the league. Okay?
Easily.
Him and Crosby, 1-2,
he's
1.
He's going to do the stuff Tortorella says that David doesn't do.
And Marchand is on fire, but they played it. You got to have that chemistry. And you got to remember when the Canadians, you know, when Yzerman was tasked to pick the gold medal teams for, right. for Canada during that stint there. What was the biggest thing? The biggest thing was they did all, you got to do it, the Perry Getzlaff combo.
That's right.
They brought on Pascal Dupuis to play with Crosby because they didn't want to mess with the chemistry and what's going on.
Yeah.
When you got a short window to develop a team and almost re-coach them to a degree,
yeah.
You got to look at these things. I think these, look, MacKinnon, is a no-brainer. But the next is you got to build a team around guys like Bergeron, Marchand. They're also older, more experienced. They're leaders. I like it, Mitch.
Who do you have as your defenseman? You said you wanted to
put I'll let you. No. I did the fourth, so now okay. You go. You pick your D and goalie.
So I had MacKinnon. Absolutely. You have to have the talent on.
Okay.
I had Marchand as my second pick. Why? Exactly what Dimitri said, but you need that guy that's going to instigate. Look, look at the list of the players we have to choose from, it's outstanding. Until you get the goaltending. And so the way I look at it, what are you going to do to alter that? Because when you look at Team Finland, you look at Russia, goaltending is maybe their most strength, one of the strengths, if not the strength of their team. So what do you got to do? You got to get that guy that's going to get you mad, get your team on the power play to start winning. So Brad was my number two pick. Who did I take as my number three? It's a guy that, hey, he's got the same name as me. It's the Mitch Marner. I know he gets thrown under the bus a little bit, but you need this guy because he does what Bergeron does as well. He plays both sides, just not as good. But Bergeron, for sure, 110% is on my team as well. For my defenseman, I said, because again, I said it, we don't have the best goaltending, so you got to go with what? Speed, youth. Kale McCarr is my boy.
You looking at my notes?
Do you have them?
Looking at my notes?
Why don't we just collaborate? Why didn't we just do it?
That's actually incredible. Mitch, that's insane.
Yeah, they're there.
So the funny thing is you look and they got Pietrangelo that they've already drafted. That's the captain. That's the workhorse. He does it all. There's no question. But you're right. You need the killer. It's funny. Speed, scoring, everything. There's no one better than Makar in the league. You got to have him on your team.
And with his age, you got to get him in early. Yes. Let him be the next generation that's going to take the Olympic team, off the hands of these older guys like the Crosby. This is his last one for sure, probably, right? And he's got him. And you want a nice combination. You want a Makar and McDavid going forward for the other Olympics. This is perfect.
Yep.
Goaltending. Tell me who you like for goaltending.
For goal, do you want the honors on this? Or?
No, go ahead. We said it together. Okay, this one we did collaborate, though.
Okay. The reality is this. You got to have Carey Price if he's available.
Yes.
He's still the best Canadian goalie in the league, in my opinion. But you also got to look at the other side to this. International, Olympic, or World Cup hockey is a little bit different. And there are people that can show up better than others that for whatever reason they thrive on these types of tournaments. So if Carey Price is not in, I'm going to say this. I'm going to start at number two. Binnington is your backup.
Right.
Okay. He's the guy. He's number two. He's the backup. He comes in for relief or a game or whatever the case is. He's St. Louis. He's doing well. He's been starting there,
More than fine. Stanley Cup winner.
Great.
Rookie of the
year. But if you can't get the Carey Price.
Right.
You got to nod and put the tap on one Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yes.
You got to get a guy with experience. You got to get a guy who just thrives in these types of scenarios. I'm sure there's other goaltenders out there, but why take the chance? You know what I mean? It's like, you remember in Casino at the end when Remo with Andy Stone?
Yeah.
Everyone was going to give Andy Stone a pass, and then Remo's like, why take a chance? Why take a chance? You know the guy can compete at that level. But look, for me, it's Carey Price 1. If not, you get Marc-Andre Fleury and the Binnington.
Here's the thing. Who's the third choice? So if you go to various NHL analyst sites talking about the Olympic team, it's Carey Price as your first goalie, it's Binnington as your second, and it's Mackenzie Blackwood as your third. He's the goalie for the New Jersey Devils. That's technically who all the analysts are picking. That's the problem, is that I'm not saying Blackwood's not good, and he probably will be down the line our goalie of the future. However, this is what I was talking about earlier. We're light on the goalie. We're light on the goalie. So let's be realistic. If Carey Price is out right now, even if unless he comes in literally in the next couple of weeks, I don't think he'll be ready to go all the way overseas after what he's been going through, the poor guy. The reality is, let's just go get the guy, as you say it beautifully, that's been there. He's done it. He knows how to do it, and he's won it. And last year, hey, he only won the Vezina last year. What's wrong with the little flower coming down?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. You gotta, you know, you gotta, and if and maybe Binnington wins the job, but at least it comes with a good 1-2 punch. You need to have that stability and that backup. You need to have it. He's reliable. I don't care what anybody says.
Here's two names I want to throw at you that are on various sites. I've heard it as well, and I love it, and I think that these guys might have the outside chance of making this year's team. The Breadman from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, 15 goals at the moment. It's the Breadman, Mangiopane. Do you think he has a chance to make Team Canada?
You know, believe it or not, he does have a chance, for sure. I think scoring 15 goals is great, but that's not what gives him a chance to be on that team. He's, you know, he might be, maybe he's a compliment on a McDavid type line, yes, right? Or maybe they do stick him on a fourth line. The thing is I like him because he works really, really, really hard.
Absolutely. He has 15 goals and like 2 assists, and I'm not even joking, but all his goals, the majority of them are on 5-on-5. This guy makes his own plays.
Yeah.
He really works hard. And not to be homers, like, this guy is showing the world that he's got something to prove. And here's the last one, and I love this one. Some people are going to yell and scream at your listening device right now when I say the name. It's Tom Wilson. Stanley Cup, cheap shard artist, big man on the ice, Tom Wilson on Team Canada. I'll go first. I love this pick. Why? He's won the Stanley Cup, I just said. Imagine him and Brad Marchand together, just antagonizing Team Russia, annoying Team Finland, running around on Team Sweden. I think this is a no-brainer because I'll say it one more time.
Wow.
Goaltending may not be our strong suit, so why not do what we're second best at, which is annoying the crap out of other teams?
I think, you know what? I'm iffy on this one. I like the idea of it. I like what you say, but he's off my list. I just don't think you need him on the team. I think you can get away with having a him like with more skill, I'll be honest. You know, and you got to remember the ice that they're playing on too. And the style of game. You know.
I understand. You make a good point. However, you know what? I don't care for your opinion. It's Tom Wilson, Team Canada. Mark my words, he'll be on Team Canada. From there, we go to everyone's favorite segment. This guy right next to me, he's on a streak that's no one's seen. Cal Ripken's talking about it. Tom Brady's talking about it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 60-second snap count.
Let me get ready.
Last week, the time's still on there. 58.06 is last week's time. Let me clean this all up for you. How do you do that?
Hold on. Just tell me when you want.
Hold on. Sorry, man.
Well, that's okay. Hey,
here we go.
You got to calibrate those buttons. Let me just point the mic.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Big breath.
Okay.
And
Week 11 starts with Mac Jones and the Patriots shutting out the Falcons to be the front runner and in control of the division. Look, with QBs, for me, it's very simple this week. Out with the old and in with the new. What do I mean? Very simple. Jones, win. Hurts, win. Taylor, win. Herbert, win. Burrows, win. Ryan, loss. Newton, loss. Speaking of Newton, faker or maker? Speaking of maker, Russell, you're better off just leaving the team and leaving Seattle. We know you just don't want to be there. Speaking of be there, will the Bills be there for the playoffs? I don't know. Speaking of playoffs, we told you Kansas City is back. Speaking of back, Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, that was a really nice comeback and then no back. But speaking of Steelers, look, ladies and gentlemen, I thought the Manning brothers were going to be stealing the show, but they're not. After a few weeks of watching this, all I got to say is one big word: boring. And that's the 60-second snap count.
57.16. The streak continues. Continues. Well, that was excellent, by the way. You know, I compliment you here and there. That was your best one.
That's my best all-time. That's your best
one. Yeah, that's week 11, ladies and gentlemen. See how much better he got? And by the way, that's exactly what we're going to talk about again today in the NFL. But before we get into what I want to talk about, I want to talk about this. You brought it up. Eli, Peyton. You know, the first couple of weeks, Monday Night Football is kind of fun. You know, all these celebrities and ex-NFL players or even current NFL players coming on, kind of talking, getting inside. Did we get too inside now? Is it a little? It is a little.
No, no, we did. We did. And I'll tell you why. Because you know what? This has happened now a couple times, especially at the end of the game. Now, Mind you, the game's over. Okay? Mm. Mind you, the game's over. But there's plays that are happening. And when you don't have the announcer or the commentator there to, you know, to raise his voice and draw attention to the play, it's not the same.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that a lot of plays are getting lost because of this right now. And I wish that, look, the guests are cool, but, you know, the guests, like, it's confusing to me now. Now it's just boring.
Right.
You know, Eli Manning's not a dynamic speaker. Peyton Manning clearly is in control of it. They bring on guests. Yesterday they had Edelman on. His sound wasn't even right.
Right.
It just, you know, it takes your eye away from the play. I wish that they did, honest to God, I wish they did just what Tony Romo would do. Call the game.
Right.
But call the game with that level of expertise that Tony Romo could predict. And that's why I don't want to fight him anymore.
Right.
Because, you know, for the roster faithful, there was a tension.
There was a time when there was a fight that was about to break out. Yeah.
But I let bygones be bygones. No.
You're the bigger man.
I was a bigger man. It's a little dull. It's a little boring. Their voices aren't dynamic enough for play-by-play. I think it's had its time. This would be better suited to just, again, do it like Romo did and then bring a guest on or two to talk about the game. Because at the end of the day, the Manning brothers, fine. This is a great concept. But you guys, we're not here to watch you. We're not here to watch you. We're actually here to watch the game.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football is still Monday Night Football.
Agreed.
It's beginning of the week and you still found time to go to the pub, have some win, whatever.
Right, right.
Right? So that's my thing.
No, I'm agreeing with it. When it first came out, I liked it. But if you remember correctly and if you go back, you'll see that I wasn't in love with it. I thought it was okay, but to everything you just said,
I was in love.
It takes away from the game. It does. And you know what? They're funny. They have their moments, but they are kind of, you know, just, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a shtick.
So I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
They need to get those two guys to repurpose the show and do Red Zone.
Yeah, that's not right.
So just instead of Monday night, just do the Sunday highlight package. And it's them two talking and then just going crazy when they see the plays.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a better format.
Right.
Right? So.
I think they just need a podcast, them two. Maybe just do the podcast, you know.
Why? We got
a great one. And, you know, everyone knows they'll rather listen to us than those guys. I just think, because think about this. And Kevin Hart said it yesterday, if you watched a little bit of it. This is the only part I caught. They're never in the same room. So they don't even have time. Like, I know they're brothers and obviously they live in different cities. But it's kind of awkward even from that point of view. When they don't, like, when they're bantering back and forth, they're doing it, you know, in a Zoom.
No, it's your brother, man. One's out every 4 weeks.
Yeah, just come hang out.
Lie down.
Exactly. This was a big deal. You guys don't have the money.
I know Peyton Manning is a member at a particular golf club, and I know what you're paying to be a member there, sir. Okay? So you can afford to go see your brother.
Exactly. Go see him. What's a big deal? You both have two Super Bowls.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Me, I can't figure out.
What do we know?
Yeah, what do we know? From there, let's go a little bit last week. So this past week, I'm not lying to you. You know how many text messages I got of people going, Faker, Maker? They're like joking around.
They love it.
They liked it.
They just, and right? That's why I put it in.
I saw what you did there.
See what I did.
And so it's funny because there's a team this week I have to talk about a little bit because I am now 100% convinced that they are actual Fakers. I think last week
I have a feeling.
And it's not because I'm trying to pick on them, but it's starting to come to fruition. It's literally coming. And it's you, Buffalo Bills. Yeah. You guys lost to Indianapolis. Like, look, Indy's not a bad team. But when you're at home and you're ranked as the number one defense and you're picked early and even now as the number one AFC seed and you guys are supposed to do this and that and the other, and you get thumped by 5 touchdowns by Jonathan Taylor, the reincarnation of Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith, give me a break. Like, I like Jonathan Taylor. I would love to have him on my fantasy.
That can't happen.
But this guy, 5 touchdowns on you at home? Bottom line, I looked at this list, and I'm just going to leave it like this. Who have they won against? They're 6-4. Twice against the Dolphins, once against Washington, once against Texans, once against the Chiefs, and once against the Jets. Who have they lost to? Pittsburgh in game number one, the Titans, the Jags, and now the Colts. This team is not ready to be the AFC leaders and represent them in the Super Bowl.
Especially when you have Kansas City decided that they just forgot.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be good. Look, I ruled Kansas City out from, you can go back to the tape, week three. I said they'll never recover. Well, that's why the Packers exist. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
hey, really guys, appreciate wicked. It. But it's not up to snuff, Mitch. You can't be losing these games. And if you are losing these games, how are you letting 5 rushing TDs?
Yeah.
You're the Buffalo Bills.
I thought you were the Buffalo Bills defense.
It's not. You know what? So, yeah, I am changed my tune.
Hey.
This is the week of revelation,
and,
I guess.
And all of a Bakers. Sudden, you guys, for the first 11 weeks of the season, were the AFC East number one seed. All of a sudden, Billy and the boys are back on familiar territory as the number one seed. And this is... This is a team that's being led by a rookie quarterback.
You know what's funny? They're the Bills of 2 years ago.
They're the Bills of 2 years
ago. They really
ago.
Are.
They really are, yeah. Quarterback
with some tremendous upside.
Yeah. I don't know. I had to bring it up because I was watching that game. And look, I'll be honest. I thought the Bills, having lost to the Jags, mm-hmm. going, we are going to make a mockery of Carson Wentz and right. this Indy team at home. We're going to get our confidence back. This is a no-brainer. 7 was the spread, and I thought to myself, that's a fair spread. That's a nice, legit. And you get thumped 41-15.
Brutal.
And it wasn't close.
You know what's bad when Vegas doesn't even see it coming?
Yeah.
That's when you know it's really, really bad. That's a good point. When Vegas doesn't even have a pulse on it, because that's not a trap bet.
No.
You're not trap betting because you think the Colts are going to come in and annihilate you. They're losing big money. I have a question. Cincinnati, fakers or makers?
You know what? They are makers, but here's the thing. They're not ready yet. They're still 1 year away. Burrow is 1 year away. Chase is right there. He's mm-hmm. a MAGA player, but I need 2 years out of him. Rookies are notorious for having great rookie seasons. Show me you can do it 2 years in a row.
Now, last team in the AFC, Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Fakers or makers?
No, they're fakers. Here's the problem. I love the Herbert. I got him as my fantasy guy. This guy, along with Eckler, can put up huge points on any given week. But that's the problem. It's any given week. There's weeks that they look amazing like they did last week against Pittsburgh. Sorry, Taylor. But then there's other weeks where they're duds and they can't be that team yet. The Chiefs, ladies and gentlemen, are back. The Bills are out. The Chargers are out. The Bengals, they couldn't compete with these guys. Bottom line, the Chiefs are back, man, in the AFC. From there, we go to, in a couple of days, it's our buddies down south. It's their Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy turkey gobble day.
Happy gobble gobble. Big turkey legs.
And when you're down in the States, what are you going to do on Thursday? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to turn the TV on because there's 3 straight games. So me and Dimitri decided that rather than pick the games, we're going to give you these three games that are playing on Thanksgiving. We're gonna bet on them a little bit. We're going to tell you who to bet.
Yeah, why not? We'll give you a little direction, if you will.
Sounds great. Let's start with the Turkey Bowl. It's the very first game. It's Chicago at Detroit.
No.
Chicago favored by 3.5. Neither one of them at this moment has their starting quarterback.
Let me explain something to you. The moment I hear Dalton coming back in is the moment you need to come right back out.
The Red Rock.
Listen, both teams I hate.
Right.
You know, we have to.
Yeah.
But both teams are like, ugh. But here's the thing. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions, when it's Thanksgiving, play. And so I'm picking the Detroit Lions for their first win to capitalize over the Bears.
You know what? I'm sentimental too. I love Thanksgiving. It's a time to be with family, people you love. But you also got that crazy uncle. And that's who the Detroit Lions remind me of, especially their head coach, Dan Campbell. He's the crazy uncle. Bottom line, I'm going to take the Bears. I'm going to take my chances. I'm going with the Red Rocket. -3.5. I fell for this joke one too many times. Now, I will say, Detroit intrigues me a little bit. If you're going to win one game and only one game, let it be Thanksgiving. So I'm cheering for you on the side.
Fair enough.
In game number 2, it's the Las Vegas Raiders. Or not Raiders. Yeah, Las Vegas Raiders. That's right. They're heading over to Dallas. I always enjoy the Dallas ones. They kind of invite anybody over, right? Like each year, it's never the same.
Yeah.
You know, they always invite different teams to come and play. The line on this one is -7. Dallas favored by 7 after the beating they took by the Chiefs last week. But I digress. Dimitri, who do you like? Raiders, Cowboys.
Look, here's the thing, Mitch.
Right.
The problem when you see stuff like this is you say, yeah, they did take a beating. They took a beating by the Chiefs.
Yep.
And conventional wisdom says that they should come back and rebound. But then you say, oh, wait a sec. There's this Las Vegas team.
Right.
They're like, well, you're going to invite us over. You're going to invite us over to come win.
What do you think?
No problem. So the Vegas Raiders are saying, hey, I'll go on tilt. I'll take care of this team. I'll do whatever it is. In the wise words of one podcast host, au contraire, mon frere. Because let me tell you something.
What?
The Dallas Cowboys are the money-making matchup of the week. That's right. Look, it's simple math. Sometimes you got to go with a little bit of the X factor. What do I mean by that? You mean to tell me on America's holiday, America's team can't pull out the victory? Oh, they can. They will. Don't put a buck in Lone Star Bet. You hammer the house. Dallas Cowboys, the money-making matchup of the week.
You know, by the way, this is all real. He didn't practice this before we start. This is all just ad lib. This is him.
I just find if I come up with it on the spot, right. It's just more organic that way.
I can't script, man. No,
that was really good.
I like that.
But yeah, that's what I got.
After following that, I guess I'll take Dallas as well. He convinced me. A little piece of me wanted to take the Raiders, but I'm like, nah.
You know what?
What am I kidding?
For a little bit, I almost even bet a five-star. I bet a five-star because I'm like, oh, there's five stars. You know, it kind of makes sense. Yeah. But I didn't want to do it. But I'm surprised you didn't have a five-star this week,
Well,
Mitch.
Guess what? There is a third game. It's the late game.
What?
It's the team that I have been picking on for the last couple weeks. It's the Buffalo Bills. They're heading down to Nollins in New Orleans. The Bills. Favored by 4.5. That 4.5 mark, you know what that is? That's Vegas purgatory. That means Vegas doesn't know what to do with these guys. It's Trevor Siemian versus Josh Allen. I don't know what to do here. What do you like here?
Look, for me, I personally think that this is where the Bills are tailor-made to sneak the game out. But the defense has got to show up.
Right.
Just if the defense shows up, they can capitalize. Simeon's not a good quarterback, right? He's not great, no.
I mean, he's not supposed to be. He was the backup to Winston. So, I mean, if Jameis is beating you, you're not that great.
Not that great.
No. But you know who is great? He's a guy named Kamara. There's another guy named Ingram. There's a couple of receivers over there. They're in Nollins. It's Thanksgiving. And I'm taking the New Orleans Saints. Give me the home dog. 4.5 points as my five-star. Five-star pick of the week. I told you, I'm not going to go again. I wanted to take you, Bills. I thought about taking you. You got no run game. You got nothing. Oof. Nollins at home.
Wow.
My boys.
I think I like that double take you did. Five-star. Five.
That was great. By the way, it's your Thanksgiving, and just one other piece of news came across. Odell Beckham Jr. is pregnant with his girlfriend. Congratulations.
Oh, shit.
He's pregnant. Unbelievable.
Mitch, you're terrible.
I know.
You're terrible.
You know what I'm talking about. All right, from there, we go to Rapid Banter. Here we go. Will Cambosos and Lopez actually fight this coming weekend?
Yes.
Who will win? Give me the round.
Lopez, fourth.
You're crazy. Cambosos for life. Dimitri hates you. Toy Story, the original movie opened 26 years ago. Does this make you feel old?
No, because I still watch the movie to this day.
Dude, 26 years ago.
Or as I like to call it, my aunt's drawer. I might have. You know what? We're done. Hey, thank you very much. Thanks. Spotify, iTunes.
9 years ago today, Mark Sanchez versus the New England Patriots in the infamous butt fumble. Does Mark prefer leg or thigh or even breast on Thanksgiving Day?
It seems like he likes it all.
I watched the highlight the other day.
It's so bad.
He like ran Mach 10 right into that lineman's bum. Like right in there. Like he was trying to get in there.
Oh man.
Sneak into his butt, no one will see this. It was crazy. It's like, dude, you take the hike, and normally you span out and you look. He's like, oh, I gotta go, and he ran directly into
I don't
it.
Care if you're there or not. I'm running this play.
This'll work. I'll run into my huge offensive lineman on the backside of him. That'll work. Philly Eagles, Vikings, Bengals, San Francisco, all five and five. Who has a chance of making waves and heading to the playoffs?
San Francisco.
I think Philly.
Yeah, it's the division. Yeah, I was going to say it, but then I just thought about the division.
The USFL has a new team. It's the Houston Gamblers. You like or cheesy?
Aren't they in Vegas or Atlantic City? No, seriously. That's terrible.
Speaking of gambling, Mattress Mac is back, and he's put a few million dollars on New England to win the Super Bowl. Is he throwing away his money or follow the trend?
Yeah, well, they're not going to win now.
He's not, you know.
Okay, well, I don't know, man. Well, leave the nuns at home then.
OBJ will receive Bitcoin from the Rams as his salary. Thoughts?
Are you sure it's not shitcoin?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shoot.
Mashed potatoes, scallops, or baked potatoes?
Scallops on a bed of mashed potatoes. And not baked potato. I want a stuffed potato.
Stuffed potato.
Okay.
What happened to the stuffed potato? Not a lot of people do
so
it anymore.
So I went to a steakhouse the other week, and I asked. I said, hey, do you guys have a stuffed potato? They go, no, we only have mashed potato. I go, you know what? Aren't your steakhouses supposed to be traditional in some capacity?
To something.
Like, I want the bacon bits. I want the chives and the sour cream. I want you to press my potato. What, is that too much to ask?
By the way, you take the mash, you put it in the shell, you put
That's
it in the
it,
oven.
Man.
What's the difference?
What's it? Like, you're already mashing the potato. Keep.
Becky Lynch beat Charlotte Flair at Survivor Series. Thoughts?
She cheated.
And did you see yesterday on Monday Night Raw some fan attack Seth Rollins?
Wow.
That was crazy.
That still happens. Right?
And by the way, like, first off.
Yeah, South Carolina George, stay in your seat, dude.
I knew he looked familiar. Last one. American woman set Guinness World Record with a 6.52 centimeter open mouth gap. Is she a fish?
Just, you know, Mitch, I know.
I'll show you the picture.
Just whatever. It's, sure. Yes. Move on. Next.
That was it. There it is. You changed. The old Dimitri would have had something for that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Mitch. Come on.
Hey,
man.
It
come
was right
on.
There. I saw it's a Guinness record. I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm just telling you.
You're something else.
I'm going to show you the picture.
You're not going to get me. You try to get me, but you're not going to get me.
I'll get you.
You will get
All right. From there, we go to Maga Malaka. Okay. So we said it at the beginning of the podcast. Isaiah Stewart, Detroit Piston, he tried desperately to fight LeBron James. LeBron said, no, I don't want to. And along the way, Isaiah just mashed over people, ran over them, which made us think about dual stars.
Right.
So I'm going to list a whole bunch of names and then what they currently do and which sport I think they could be really good at.
Oh, okay.
All right. And you tell me if it's a Maga Malaka move.
On what they could be good at.
Exactly.
Got it.
If they could be a dual sport and a dual star in both the sports.
Okay.
So Isaiah Stewart, running back in the NFL. Maga or Malaka?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go Malaka. The height's gonna get him.
The height's get him.
The height'll get him.
He is quite big.
The height'll get him.
Okay, Malaka. LeBron James as a tight end. Remember, at one time, Dallas and Seattle came a calling. Maybe he wants to be a tight end.
Physically, sure, but Malaka. The guy gets someone steps on his foot and he's crying.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Malaka.
That's your MVP. That's your king.
Maybe a punter.
Here's one for you. Hey, T-Bone, get ready. It's Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
And then in curling.
Oh, Maga.
On
yeah.
the ice.
Oh, yeah. He'll crush it.
Don't take him away from what he's good at.
He'll crush it.
He'll crush it.
And he's got the touch.
The broom is technically like a stick.
Right? Just the touch. Just
right?
The guy knows how to
he's
score
got good
points.
Hands.
Great hands.
Maga. I agree. So, Usman, the light heavyweight champion of the world in the MMA, he mm-hmm. is desperately trying to fight Canelo Alvarez. A boxer. Could he be a dual sport superstar in boxing?
Could be Maga. Ooh. But you got to give it the right time. That's the problem with these UFC guys. You can't go one to the other.
I hear you. Here's another hockey guy. It's Johnny Gaudreau, hockey guy
yeah.
by day, golfer by night.
Ooh, you know what? Maga. I can see it.
He's got good touch.
Great touch.
Another touch.
Good
guy.
Hands.
Good handsy guy.
That's what you. It's golf's a finesse game. And that's his game.
Yeah. How about Zion Williams of the Pelicans? Everyone loves him. Offensive lineman in the NFL.
See, him I'd like to see as the tight end.
Yes, but he's also like 300 pounds.
Yeah, but he, MAGA, either or. So flex.
I read flex player. Great call.
Yeah.
I read an article the other day. The Pelicans as a team have to change their diets just because of him. So you know how like they have pregame meals and postgame meals?
Right.
The whole team has to change because they can't get him to lose weight. He's just really bad at cheating.
Remember
and
I said, I think it was like a couple years ago I said, yeah. Where his frame is not meant for long-term basketball. That guy's done at 30.
Hold on
to your rookie cards.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We got to get those card people on this show.
You know what? I got a couple of guys.
You got some guys.
I got some guys.
I think I know a guy too.
We should bring them on and watch them duel it out. Or watch them like trade with each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like do one of those unboxing things.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Let's go buy them one. You know what you do?
You like
buy them one. Yeah. Let's buy them one and see what happens.
Let's tease them. Just be like, hey, we got a box of cards for you.
Can we open it and watch them like half heart attack?
Yeah, but then you know what? We got to put them like, we got to get the camera where we're kind of like, we're kind of like they're in, but they're not in. And then we can still make fun of them and they won't know. They're like, oh, God, yeah.
Look, what are you doing with that card? Just
their minds. Yeah. We'll get a fake rookie and we'll crumple it up. We'll let's play football. Like just get them to lose their minds.
So I'm not gonna lie to you, my brother Nick though, as much as I make fun of him, the other day he showed me he had a card that's being auctioned. He had a Steph Curry card.
Oh, okay.
Dude, there was bids, the highest bid at the moment, and he doesn't sell it till like the end of this week or something. The highest bid at the moment was $1,500 for this card.
They're offering him $1,500.
He's selling it, and the highest bid at the moment when last time I saw it was $1,500.
What the heck?
I know. I can't get it either. I don't understand.
Hey, but people roster, anyone out there, is there like a card broker? Does your brother know? I got old cards.
No, dude.
Sell them for me. Sell them for me.
Oh, call Tass. Call Nick. Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Ovechkin, hockey player. Yeah. We all love him.
Love him.
Tennis player.
No. Why? No, too bulky. Too bulky.
What do you mean? He's got a great one-hander.
Yeah, but he's got the serve, but no, he's too. No,
all right,
no,
another
no,
hockey no. guy, Crosby, pickleball.
He can do anything.
My God. How about this one? It's Aaron Rodgers, water polo.
I think I can see it.
I think so. I think he's got the frame for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. MAGA.
Yeah.
Tall, lanky, versatile.
All right. Two more. Usain Bolt. And there was rumors at one time, obviously, Olympic sprinter, fastest man in the world, as a wide receiver in the NFL.
Nope, Malaki. You still got to catch.
Okay. Now, yes.
You know what I think? You know what I think he should be doing?
Yeah.
Cycling.
You think so?
Yeah.
Cycling.
Once you get those legs going?
Yeah, but I mean, how big is this bike? The guy's like 6'6".
Yeah, but they'll ergonomic. Listen. Okay, hold on a sec. If Lance Armstrong can make it work, Bolt will make it work.
I know. I'm not saying he wouldn't be good at it. I just think that the bike would be really big. We'd all be concentrated like on the bike more than the other. Last one. We saw a glimpse of it yesterday.
Right. Okay.
Tom Brady, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Greatest football player of all time. Yeah. Sprinter Tom Brady.
Oh, Malaka. No. Malaka.
That 11-yard sprint.
Oh, I changed. You know what Usain Bolt's got to do?
What's that?
Soccer.
Soccer?
That's what he's got to do.
All right.
All right. A little bit there of the footy.
There it is. MAGA Malaka. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of dual sports stars.
I got to tell you, this is, and you're going on vacation. We're doing a show like this, and then you're leaving me.
I got
to
leave. Hey, bye.
See you later.
No, listen Speaking to something which, on the air.
I got to get a host for this Saturday's Greek show. But anyways, I digress. We're out this show. Look, ladies and gentlemen, episode 185. Don't forget, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, at Sports Show YYC, Sports Show TV on YouTube. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. You can get the short clip videos and the whole episodes as well. But look, this is episode 185. It's one for the books, but we got to shove it in the locker because we still hit the showers.
See you later, guys. Have a great week. I'm telling you, listen, Tom Brady as a sprinter, he'd be excellent. If he puts his mind to it.
He's so bad at running.
What do you got? Yesterday, did you see that run? And he depleted the guy. Like stealing second base. Took the guy out.
He was crossing cap.
No. That's a tough
one. Brady running. But what about you and me outside of podcasting? What would you do? Yeah, what would you do if you could sport?
Oh, sport?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it doesn't look like it, but
I was going to say, I think you'd be, you know what?
I love it. I mean, I just would, need more time to concentrate.
See, I'd put you at the 800 meter.
Put, you know what? I not so much the eight. I'm the more
four?
Of a four.
Four, okay.
Four for the sprinting kind of, because that's a more.
That's
of a sprint,
what I mean,
eh?
Right? You know it's, I mean? It's, you know, it's.
No, put me on
thinking.
The put me on the 5K.
Okay.
5K guy.
Oh,
I like a little bit
okay.
of the long run.
Very good.
Use those big lungs.
Yeah. You know? Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. How about you?
Spelling bee.
Spelling bee.
Yeah, would
that's
be up
fair.
There.
That's very.
That'd
fair.
Be up there.
I guess I could be in those dog shows. I am pretty hairy. I guess somebody could groom me.
I think boxing, if I had to pick one all
oh,
over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, for
that's,
sure.
Yeah, that's the one. You know, I'm not playing the tough guy, but hey.
No, no, back to the, hey, you don't have to be tough. It's just about, it's
I just, it's exactly.
It's the sweet
and
science.
I feel I get it. But no, I think spelling bee is right there. And then maybe the discus.
Not one I put you in that category. Not one I thought that you would say to me. Javelin, maybe.
The jab, no.
Or a high
no.
jumper. Actually,
I've had
you know
a.
You'd be a good. What are those?
High
you
jump.
Run, the, not
the,
high jump.
The pole vault.
Not pole vault. I'd like to see you do that.
Nah, I'm not.
Mind
good.
You, I also want to see
but
you
I got
get impaled
the bursitis in the shoulder.
So
it'd be tough.
No, what's that one where you run and jump into the sand?
The long jump.
The long jump.
No, I'm not.
You.
The running game. I'm not good for the running game.
You're not good for the running game.
No.
How's your pitching?
A little inaccurate.
A bit outside.
Yes, a bit outside.
All right.